This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. We'll talk to our pal Steve Zabin coming up at 6:40.
Yeah.
Get the Green Bay Packers perspective. They're probably thinking Super Bowl now. They probably were thinking that before. They like Jordan Love. They like their team. They're the youngest team in the NFL.
They like Josh Jacobs. They just drafted Matthew Golden to help the offense at wideout. Got to like the pieces there. Tough division, but that's a huge add, obviously, getting Micah Parsons.
Yeah. And look, people are on both sides in terms of how they view it. So we'll see what
Zabin says. I'm thankful they did it. Thank God.
So happy that he's gone.
So happy.
Our NFL Talk on the Fan presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We are less than a week until the start of the NFL season. Mm-hmm. But of course, college football is in full gear. Especially this weekend, you had some games last night. Let's get into the Junkie Sports page.
Yeah, man. College football started last week. There was only five games, but week one officially started last night at 5:30 when Boise traveled to South Florida. And Boise came into the game ranked 25, go down to South Florida. South Florida hasn't beaten a ranked team since 2016. But, man, this was not good for Boise. I thought they looked horrible, especially defensively. They couldn't tackle. Byron Brown, who's South Florida's quarterback, was kind of running all over them. Boise fumbled three times, including one time when they were kind of driving. I think he fumbled inside the 20, their running back. Maddox Mattson, their quarterback, struggled. He's very small. Couple of the receivers were dropping balls, but man, South Florida just destroyed Boise 34-7.
It was also a fake punt.
Fake punt went for a touchdown.
For a
45 yarder.
Yep. Yeah.
Turnovers will get you because the yardage in the game is almost identical. 378-372. You look at some of the statistics and they favor, at least offensively, Boise.
Yeah.
But turnovers will get you.
Boise statistically was in it, but just on the field, you could tell they weren't a good match for South Florida. I mean,
and last year, of course, they're driven by Genty.
Byron Brown's a big kid. I mean, he's a big, strong running back, dual threat. You know, won't necessarily kill you with his arm, but he can run, man. And they couldn't tackle him. Mm. It was like trying to tackle a tight end.
I had the game on. I just couldn't believe it was so out of hand.
Yeah.
Blowout. Well, just think of their game plans last year. Give the ball to Genty, right? And he'd go for 150, 200 yards. Their leading running back yesterday had 44.
Yeah. That's a bit of a drop off from him to a guy who was, what, 6th overall pick in the NFL draft.
Rutgers squeaks over Ohio. Ohio's quarterback, Parker Navarro, was going against him in college fantasy last night. He had a bomb game. He had 3 passing touchdowns. Also ran for 93 yards and a touchdown.
Thankfully, I auto-drafted him. Or I should say, the computer auto-drafted
him for
me.
So you had him starting?
Yeah. Well, so I got lucky.
He had a big game.
Had a big one.
But Rutgers comes out on top. They win at home 34-31. NC State beat ECU 24-17. NC State's got a running back, Hollywood Smothers. Had 78 yards and a touchdown, but keep an eye on him. He's really good. Central Florida squeaked over Jacksonville State, 17-10. Yeah, they were a big favorite over Jacksonville State. Delaware beats DeSean Jackson, Delaware's first year in FBS. They beat him 35-17. Also, Michael Vick lost his first game as coach of
Towson.
Norfolk.
My Towson Tigers took care of them.
They lose to Towson.
Smacked them around a bit.
It was what, 27-7?
27-7.
Something like that, yeah. Let's see. Duke pounded Elon. Duke's quarterback, who's getting paid a lot of money, Darian Mensa, who's a transfer from Tulane, had a big game, 390 yards, 3 touchdowns. But he's getting all kinds
of money.
So Duke
has a quarterback whose last name is Mensa?
Yes.
Okay.
How much money is he getting?
That makes sense.
I heard it was something crazy, somewhere in the 8 to 10 million range.
What?
For how many seasons?
A Duke quarterback?
Well, I mean, NIL plus what you can pay. Yeah.
That is absurd.
I know. It's nuts.
I thought I read that Arch is making, what, $6.3 million? That's what I saw for this season.
Yeah.
I thought he was even making a little bit more.
So you'd much rather be a quarterback at Duke than be a third string quarterback in the league right now.
And that's what I read. Yeah. I mean, who knows what actually is getting paid out, but he's getting paid in the millions.
Hmm.
Mensa is. Let's see.
Sam Hartman's probably trying to see if he still has eligibility.
Yeah, go back to school. Go back to Notre Dame.
Nebraska squeaks over Cincinnati. Cincinnati covers, but Nebraska wins by 3. Cincinnati was driving to possibly win the game, but their quarterback throws an interception in the end zone with about 30 seconds left. So, you know, they would have at least kicked a field goal or had an attempt to kick a field goal to tie it. But Nebraska wins 20-17. Wisconsin beats Miami of Ohio 17-0. Billy Edwards, who of course transferred from Maryland to Wisconsin.
Was he like a 9th-year senior or something? I mean, my God.
He's been around, but he had to leave the game because his leg buckled.
Ooh.
On a non-contact play.
Oh, no.
Oh, feel for him.
Now, he did walk off the field, but he had to leave the game. But they win 17-0. They beat Miami of Ohio. So, got a bunch of games tonight. I think there's 11 or 12 tonight. I don't know. Probably the biggest game. There's a couple interesting games. Georgia Tech's going to go to Colorado. Now, Deion doesn't have his son anymore. So, this is the first time he's going to be coaching a different quarterback.
Georgia Tech actually a favorite on the road.
Georgia Tech
is. So who are they playing? Are they playing a freshman or a transfer?
No, it's transfer. So Caden Salter is their quarterback, who's a smaller dude who transferred from Liberty, played 4 years at Liberty.
Okay.
But some people think he kind of regressed at Liberty in terms of, you know, his statistics.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens. Colorado has a stud freshman quarterback. I think his name is Juju Lewis. I think it's Julian Lewis or Juju Lewis, who was a highly recruited quarterback. So don't be surprised if you end up seeing him at some point this year. But Salter is the starter, at least for, you know, the beginning of the season. Georgia Tech's got a really good dual threat quarterback. Haynes King had 11 rushing touchdowns last year. Jamal Haynes, their RB, is really good too. So they can really score, especially in the run game. So this will be interesting. Georgia Tech is favored. I think it's by 3.5 or 4.5.
4.5 is what I see.
So they can do a good missing link just with Georgia Tech players. Jamal Haynes King.
Yep.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I saw Deion getting interviewed about home games in Colorado and him lamenting that in the second quarter it smells like weed. Said he was surprised.
Especially at Colorado.
Yes. Yeah.
It smells like weed everywhere. It's trifling.
Well, there was a tennis player at the U.S. Open that was...
He was definitely complaining about it.
I think it was Rude.
Oh, Christian Rude, right.
Yeah, it was Rude.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you've got some interesting games tonight. Auburn is at Baylor. Auburn's quarterback is Jackson Arnold, who's transferred in a couple different times. He was at Oklahoma. They're going to play at Baylor tonight. Auburn's a slight favorite, 1.5. And then, of course, this weekend, I mean, you've got some monster games.
12 o'clock.
Right
out of the gate. Not wasting any time.
Right out of the gate. Let's just talk about some of these top 25 matchups, first of all. You got LSU-Clemson. That's 7:30.
That's a big
down at Clemson.
Like that.
Yep, that's going to be interesting. Clemson's a 4.5-point favorite. That's an ABC game. My my buddy's daughter is a freshman at Clemson, and he's driving down. Well, he might be on the road right now. Actually, no, he's not driving. He's flying. I'm sorry, he's flying. But he was talking to some people down there. 7:30 game. You know, what time does tailgate start?
Noon.
10:30 a.m.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
No, you're going to be feeling
it. You better pace yourself if you're starting tailgating at 10 or 10:30 for 7:30 kick.
By the way, LSU has not won a season opener since Joe Burrow was there, the year they won the national championship. Mm. So that's been, 6 years?
Yep. I just learned that the number 18 was the thing there at LSU. I guess dating back to Matt Malk, that if you get the number 18, you are the dog. You're the number one leader.
Oh,
and I think Nussmeier got it.
Oh, okay. Okay, Nussmeier got it. Okay. Yeah. So that'll be an interesting game. But of course, the game you were talking about, Texas, Ohio State, 12 o'clock on Fox. Noon kick.
Hold on. What time?
Noon.
Noon.
Yeah. We get to watch the big noon kickoff before that with the new lineup.
Yeah.
Portnoy part of it.
Yeah.
No, Portnoy's not going to be there.
No, he's not going to be there.
Because of the...
They basically banned him from being at Ohio State. Yeah. It's a big controversy.
He's a Michigan guy.
Yeah.
So where's he going to... Is he going to participate in the broadcast remotely?
I don't think so. I don't know if that's going to be the case or not.
They can't just let them dictate like that. They got to have him on the broadcast somehow.
Maybe. But I guess he's not...
About to zoom in.
Barred from the campus.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good publicity.
And I saw
either way.
ESPN added the Bussin' with the Boys guys. I saw that yesterday.
Okay.
Did you see that?
I did not.
So everybody's getting their Will Compton and Taylor Lewan. And then, of course, they still have McAfee.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So it'll be cool.
I think tomorrow's the Lee Corso.
Corso's his last game.
Tribute.
Yes.
Whatever.
It's his send off.
Yeah.
I saw Kirk Herbstreit crying. some clip talking about Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Is he still bringing his dog to everything? He's got a new dog.
Herbstreit?
Now. Yeah.
I would assume he's bringing the dogs.
One of them die?
Yeah.
And,
yes.
And then he's got another one?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if he's bringing the dog. But it's at Ohio State. So we'll see. Let's see what else. Obviously, you know, Bama at Florida State, that's a 3:30 ABC game.
Seems like a big one,
too. This is interesting because Florida State was so bad last year. after getting shunned for the college football playoff the year before that.
And Alabama, like 9-4, that doesn't sit very well with the Bama fans after Nick Saban.
No, and then they've got this kid Ty Simpson, who's their quarterback. We'll see. I've heard he's doesn't have a strong arm. It's an okay arm, but DeBoer's got to bring his guys in, and this is a big game. They're a pretty big favorite, almost 2 touchdowns over Florida State. But either way, I mean, if Bama loses at Florida State, man, that looks bad, especially when you're a top 10 team losing to a team that won 2 games
last
year.
That's a tough way to start the season for
DeBoer. And then Florida State under Norvell, after what happened last year, bad season. If you lose, especially if you lose badly, doesn't look good. So whoever loses this game, going south real quick. Let's see. There's some unbelievable games. There really is.
By the way,
Virginia Tech
Florida State gets a nice breather after they host Alabama. They host Texas A&M, East Texas A&M, not Texas A&M, and Kent State.
Right.
So they're taking a 2-week break after facing.
Well, win this game, and pound those nubbers in the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks before you get into conference play.
Yeah.
Virginia Tech will play against South Carolina in Atlanta. That's the Sunday 3 o'clock kick. We're going to have our good friend Bill Roth on later in the show to kind of preview that game. This is a big year for Brent Pry and the entire coaching staff. He brought in 2 new coordinators. This is also a big year, in my opinion, for Whit Babcock, their AD, because Virginia Tech has really struggled, not just in the NIL, and not just in football, but they've struggled in basketball.
Why don't you ship them some extra chips, Jason? Why don't you dig in your pockets and help out that NIL collective?
I gave them a lot of money over 6 years.
I could do the same for Maryland. I haven't sent them a dime. Probably should.
And Lenora Sellers, the quarterback for South Carolina, he's a stud, could be a first-round pick next year. So this will be a tough out for Virginia Tech. They're 7.5-point dogs, totals 51.5.
And Carolina's no joke, ranked top 15.
What time is that game?
3 o'clock Sunday.
You'll be at Nats Park.
Oh, that's Sunday. Oh.
Yeah. And then Notre Dame will play Sunday night against Miami in Miami, Hard Rock Stadium.
Carson Beck for the Hurricanes.
And CJ Carr, Lloyd Carr's grandson, former coach of the Wolverines, his grandson will be the quarterback for Notre Dame. There's a lot going on this weekend. And of course, the Terps are playing Florida Atlantic. It's just a ton of games. Started last night, some tonight, a ton Saturday, 2 big games Sunday.
What's the line on the Terps game?
I mean, favored by 14.
Yeah, I was going to say 14 and a half, maybe. Something like that.
How'd you fare in the betting streets last night, Jason?
I hit a couple of parlays, moneyline parlays, but a lot of pending plays.
Okay.
Because I've got a bunch of games going this weekend.
Moved my son into his dorm yesterday. He's right next to the stadium. Mm-hmm. I'd forgotten which one was Ellicott. So he's in Ellicott, literally spitting distance from the stadium.
Very good.
So
is he excited? Will he go to the games?
Yeah. He'll go to the games. Met a couple of roommates/suite mates.
Right.
People right around there. But yeah, he got hoard. 6th floor. I had to go up and down those stairs five and six times.
Brutal.
Never used the elevator once.
Yeah. Oh, I've been there, done that.
I was sweating so much. It was ridiculous.
And it wasn't even hot.
What's the biggest thing to bring up there?
I did it on days where it was like 90 plus degrees. Like real, like August, late August.
I was going to say, you got lucky with the temps.
Coming up next, Steve Zabin's going to join us. He's now in Milwaukee. He's been doing a show for years. Zabin Butch. With Steve Zabin and Brian Butch on 97.3 The Game in Milwaukee. We will get the Green Bay Packers' perspective on this monstrous deal in the NFL. Micah Parsons shipped from the Dallas Cowboys to the Green Bay Packers. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.